more beneficial SCPs. As this series has continued, we've seen more and more horrific, dangerous, and disturbing anomalies, including plenty that threaten humanity's entire existence. A casual fan of SCP could easily be mistaken in assuming that's all that comprises the SCP universe. But that is not the case, as there are a good handful that are practically entirely beneficial to mankind. I've already covered a number of these in my previous video, Beneficial SCPs, but there are still plenty left to look at. Again, I won't be looking at any SCPs that could potentially be beneficial, but might also be harmful, instead focusing on ones that are entirely useful. I'll actually be looking at a few anomalous humanoids this time, but let's first check out some more beneficial objects. SCP-458 is a large-sized Little Caesars brand pizza box that, when opened with human hands, always contains the holder's subconsciously chosen preferred choice of pizza, including their favorite sauce, cheese, crust, and toppings. While it is capable of making Little Caesars brand pizza, if that's the holder's choice, it is not limited to this, and can create pizzas from any chain restaurant, as well as local restaurants, and even homemade. There's nothing wrong whatsoever with the pizza produced, and there's no sneaky gimmicks associated with 458, so it's currently freely available for use in one of the Foundation's cafeterias. Continuing the line of infinite consumables, SCP-109 is a standard-issue U.S. Army canteen filled with water. No matter how much water is poured out of the canteen, it remains full of water. The water is described as very tasty, provides increased energy and an improved complexion after bathing in it, and seems to cure mundane infections after consumption. It's not especially special water, but there's an infinite amount of it. We're veering into D&D magic item territory though, so let's move on. SCP-124 is a small plot of soil capable of growing any biological organism planted in it to its full potential in a short amount of time. The organism doesn't require any external nutrients or other resources, including water, light, or pesticides. Food grown in 124 is reportedly of high quality, taste, and nutrition. It was recovered from a basement in Detroit when it was discovered that two teenagers were using it to grow large amounts of marijuana. Among the experiments, the plants grew quickly and within parameters expected using 124, but planting other organisms got a little interesting. A small Labrador Retriever puppy was planted, resulting in a fully grown Labrador Retriever in peak condition, now owned by a Foundation doctor. A human fetus was planted, resulting in the deaths of 6 personnel before the subject was terminated. While this would generally be the end of testing, they went on to plant a fly larva, which apparently resulted in some pretty bad times, with a level 5 lockdown initiated. Blending an anomalous object with an anomalous humanoid is SCP-3970, a former elementary school building. The building, or the entity that can control the building, is fully sapient, with the intelligence of an average 7-year-old. 3970 can sense even small amounts of pressure applied to any part of the building, and can also detect any heat levels within it, allowing it to basically see and feel. It can communicate by rearranging chalk dust on any blackboard present in the building, and can read anything written on said blackboards. As for controlling the building, SCP-3970 can move floor and ceiling tiles, reconfigure electrical wires and piping, move walls, remove or relocate doors, and activate fire suppressant systems. The building was a functioning elementary school for quite some time, until the Foundation came in and had to use it as a temporary containment site for another SCP. Whatever that SCP was, the containment of it seemed to result in 3970's creation. After a number of missing person reports after the Foundation left, they came back to check it out, finding a new brick wall placed in the building. Demolishing the wall, they found the bodies of the 7 missing people, along with a normal magic 8-ball. 3970 wrote a message on one of the blackboards reading, "Please don't hurt me." During initial communication with 3970, it says that it killed those people because it's just trying to help the Foundation. Rather than containing 3970 and forgetting about it, they instead brought in some tutors and continued to teach it, resulting in 3970 greatly improving in its writing. Eventually, the building of 3970 was greatly expanded, resulting in the entity fully controlling a Foundation containment facility. The entity displays an intense desire to aid the Foundation, but expresses a lot of anxiety about containing anomalous objects, so it's not usually told that the objects are actually anomalous. Overall, the Foundation considers the project a big success. SCP-208 is a short, stout man of Egyptian heritage, covered in a great deal of hair. He is capable of inducing rapid cellular regeneration and reconfiguration within organic life forms, resulting in healing most physical ailments. He accomplishes this through the release of a unique form of radiation, which occurs in small doses naturally around him, but can be focused to increase the intensity. Those near 208 report feelings of wellness and ease, making him popular among Foundation personnel, especially since 208 is jovial and friendly. He also possesses the ability of seemingly warding off ill intent, meaning that any malicious individuals feel extreme unease in his presence and attempt to flee. 208 was found in Egypt during a search for an unrelated SCP, after a foot was found sticking out of the Nile River, connected to a block of granite. 208 was found alive inside of the stone. Of course, 208 is connected to an ancient Egyptian deity, Bes, who is worshipped as a protector of households and as a god of the good things in life, including music, dance, sex, and drinking. Bes was among the most popular of the Egyptian deities, with many having images of him around their homes for protection, and dancers and servant girls having tattoos of Bes on their thighs. Naturally, SCP-208 has become known by most Foundation staff as Bes, and he has taken the position of an assistant in the medical wing of a site. SCP-500 pills were shown to be a much more effective cure than 208's abilities, but Bes commented that he tells better jokes. Another humanoid with some healing properties is SCP-1338, a male entity resembling a child. 1338 can use plant matter to create healing substances, although they only work well within his presence. These healing properties aren't too impressive, mostly curing headaches, upset stomachs, or shallow cuts, but they have been shown to heal broken bones overnight. 1338 was found in the Blue Ridge Mountains, but any attempts to transport him away from that place results in the rapid deterioration of his health until he is returned. So instead, a perimeter was set up around him. Although 1338 possesses the ability to heal human or animal ailments, it seems his primary concern is making substances that help plants grow, or to otherwise aid in communing with nature. He mentions having a mother and father that lived together, but his father was taken away by some men who wanted to sail across an ocean. Afterwards, his father was used to help them cross a new land, but he decided he didn't want to help them anymore and ended up in the mountains. 1338 is trying to help heal his father, thus why he stays in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Long story short, 1338 is the child of two trees, and his father was cut down to build a ship, used by colonists to sail to America. His mother remains in England, and occasionally 1338 will visit her, but he mainly wants to heal his father so they can be reunited. Finally, we have SCP-4999, a humanoid resembling a middle-aged man wearing a dark suit. 4999 is uncontained by the Foundation, as he only appears before one person at a time around the world, and disappears shortly after. All subjects that 4999 appears before are either in terminally poor health, critically injured, or otherwise on their deathbeds. 4999 will only appear if they are conscious and alone, and only shortly before their death. Once appearing, 4999 will stand or sit next to the subject, remove a pack of cigarettes from its jacket pocket, and offer one to the subject. If they accept, 4999 will place one in the subject's mouth and light it. Otherwise, it will just light one for itself. Typically, the entity will then hold the subject's hand, or rest a hand on their shoulder, until they pass away. 4999 will then disappear. So far, identified subjects that were visited by 4999 share a number of common attributes, meaning that the entity is much more likely to appear if the subject lives alone, is non-religious, is impoverished or homeless, displays a history of mental illness, or is a military veteran. Also, if the subject has no criminal record, has no currently surviving family, is unmarried or lacks any significant other, has little to no social standing in their community, has no record of any significant professional or personal accomplishments, or has few to no interpersonal relationships. In other words, if a subject possesses qualities or a life history that have rendered them nondescript, anonymous, neglected, or otherwise unremarkable by social standards, 4999 is far more likely to appear as they die. 4999 became known to the Foundation after footage from hospital security cameras began spreading across the internet, and more footage of the entity has cropped up over the years. Writings and artistic depictions of a figure resembling 4999 have apparently existed for thousands of years, however, in some cases predating human civilization. While it's true some people have the privilege of passing away surrounded by friends and family, many do not, dying alone and without recognition. It's nice then that 4999 can appear before some of them and offer some comfort in their final moments. There are plenty more SCPs that can in some way be considered beneficial or helpful to the Foundation or the world at large, but I maintained a pretty strict set of criteria for these videos. I'm sure I didn't grab all of the ones that fit that criteria for these two videos, but the point is that they're out there, and that not all SCPs are unfeeling monsters, diseases, or other scary anomalies. While I can't promise there will ever be a third part of this little series, it's just nice to know that there are always some lights in any dark universe.